when she was more than halfway to oblivion, mumbling a reassuring soliloquy to her liver, she suddenly tilted her head up to stare at me with childlike directness. "You have a real problem, Major William."
"Not half the problem you'll have in the morning, Lieutenant Dr. Diana."
"Oh, not really."
She waved a drunken hand in front of her face.
"Some vitamins, some glucose, an easy cc of adrenaline, if all else fails. You have a real problem."
"Look, Diana, don't you want me to..."
"What you need is to get an appointment with that nice Corporal Valdez."
Valdez was the male sex counselor.
"He has empathy. It's his job. He'd make you..."
"We talked about this before, remember? I want to stay the way I am."
"Don't we all?"
She wiped away a tear that was probably 1% alcohol.
"You know they call you the old Crear?"
"No, they don't." She looked at the floor and then at the wall.
"The old Queer, that's what."
I had expected names worse than that, but not so soon. "I don't care. The commander always gets names."
"I know, but..."
She stood up suddenly and wobbled a little bit.
"Too much strength. Lie down."
She turned her back to me and stretched so hard that a joint popped. Then a seam whispered open, and she shrugged off her tunic, stepped out of it, and tiptoed to my bed. She sat down and patted the mattress.
"Come on, William. Only chance."
"For Christ's sake, Diana, it wouldn't be fair."
"All's fair," she giggled. "And sides, I'm a doctor. I can be clinical. Won't bother me a bit. Help me with this."
After 500 years, they were still putting brassiere clasps in the back. One kind of gentleman would have helped her get undressed and then made a quiet exit. Another kind of gentleman might have bolted for the door. Being neither kind, I closed in for the kill. Perhaps, fortunately, she passed out before we had made any headway. I admired the sight and touch of her for a long time before, feeling like a cad. I managed to gather everything up and dress her. I lifted her out of the bed, sweet burden, and then realized that if anyone saw me carrying her down to her billet, she'd be the butt of rumors for the rest of the campaign. I called up Charlie, told him we'd had some booze, and Diana was rather the worse for it, and asked him whether he'd come up for a drink and help me haul the good doctor home.